Sundry. The municipal council recently narrowly passed a motion not only proclaiming June 15 as World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, but to also fly a custom-made banner at the town office on that same day in recognition of the campaign. While members of council unanimously supported the proclamation, a consensus could not immediately be reached regarding a request from the Seniors Protected and Respected under Community Engagement, SPRUC, committee to fly the special flag, which was just last year first unfurled at the municipal office. Although council supported flying the flag, the discussion during the regular May 16 meeting revolved around where raising the banner might be more suitable. After council was on May 16 during a regular meeting presented with background information about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day along with the request seeking permission to raise the banner, Count Jamie Marr motioned simply for the municipality to proclaim June 15 as World Elder Abuse Awareness Day with no mention of the flag. Elaborating upon her position, Marr said the municipal office already has a few flags flying and that while previously discussed, a specific policy pertaining to such requests has not yet been developed. I support flying the flag at an alternative location, she said. Count Owen Peterson seemed to agree. We don't really have a solid policy for flag flying, said Peterson. We discussed it, but haven't gotten there. Linda Nelson, chief administrative officer, confirmed there is no such policy in place. Mayor Richard Warnock spoke against the motion, and said the committee was last year granted permission to fly the then-new flag. However, the mayor agreed with the idea of developing a flag policy and having it in place by next year. Count Chris Vardes said that until a policy is in place with alternative locations to fly flags identified, that he would support the mayor's position. Warnock called a vote, with Marr, Peterson and Count Todd Dulkey in favor, while Vardes, Warnock, as well as councillors Connie Anderson and Paul Isaac were opposed, resulting in the motion being defeated by one vote. Vardes then moved that council proclaim June 15 as World Elder Abuse Awareness Day as well as to grant the SPRUCE committee permission to fly the flag at the town office on that same day. His motion carried by one vote, with Peterson, Dulkey and Marr opposed. The SPRUCE committee exists under the umbrella of the Greenwood Neighborhood Place Society, and has endeavored to move forward with several action plans recommended by the Sundry Coordinated Community Response Committee. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day has been recognized annually on June 15 since the inaugural event was in 2006 established by the International Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse. Preventing and addressing elder abuse is a shared responsibility and requires engagement and action on the part of all sectors of society, reads a portion of the background information in Council's agenda. This begins with knowledge. By understanding the nature and scope of elder abuse, all community members can take proactive steps to help prevent situations where it could occur. In a separate agenda item but related matter, Council also proclaimed June 6-12 as Seniors Week.